For those of you familiar with artificial intelligence or AI, how often do you ask ChatGPT or your phone for an answer instead of Googling it? Well, clients are just like us. They're using the same techniques, asking AI for therapist recommendations or help with anxiety. So as therapists who want to reach out and help clients, I think it's important for us to recognise and respond to the challenges that AI are presenting us with. Welcome to Good Enough Counsellors, the podcast for growing a private practice without the pressure to be perfect. I'm Josephine Hughes, counsellor and creator of Therapy Growth Group, helping you get the clients you want and create the practice of your dreams. The other day, I was reading a therapist's LinkedIn post, and she said for the first time, she's been contacted by a client who said, "I found you via ChatGPT." I think that's going to be an increasingly common occurrence. And what we're going to be talking about today is how you can ensure that if someone says to ChatGPT or any other form of AI, "I'm looking for a therapist, how can I find one?" that you will be included in the recommendations. Now, what I'm talking about is quite often if you go into Google and you type something into Google, the first section will actually be AI answers. And I've tried this today, and at the moment, I'm glad to say, we're still with the old fashioned, I think you'd call it now, Google My Business, that's coming up. There's the ads, I saw adverts for BetterHelp and Counselling Directory and Psychology Today, and also there was the Google My Business listing with maps. And then underneath that, there were people who had managed to get onto the first page of the results because they've got a really good profile on Google My Business. This is a really important aspect of your advertising. And just to flag it up, next week, I'm inviting an SEO expert and website designer, John Garrowell, who will be talking more about the straightforward aspects of SEO. But today, what we're going to be talking about is something called AEO, and it actually stands for Answer Engine Optimization. So what AI is doing is it's generating answers from what it can pick up from the web. And what you can do is make sure that somehow you are included in the answers, because what it does is it gives you a link to where it's finding the answers. Now, I'm going to give you an example of what happened to me today. So when I popped into Google that I was looking for a counsellor near me, you know, if you scroll down the page slightly, Google will also show you the other questions that people are asking. And it said, one of the questions was, how do I choose a good therapist? So I clicked on that, and it actually took me to another page, and at the top of the page, there was the AI answer, and there was a little bit of an answer, and then it gave a link. And when I clicked through, what did I do? I clicked through to a therapist website. So she'd actually got a blog on how do you find a good therapist, and the AI was using that to show people how you choose a good therapist. So it was actually driving potential clients to her website. Now, if that therapist is savvy enough to be offering online therapy, her website is going to be working really well for her, because anybody who's Googling, how do I find a good therapist, may well end up on her website. So that's how it works. And what I wanted to do today is not frighten you with this, because it can sound incredibly technical, but to encourage you that you can do small little things that will make it more likely for AI to actually recommend you in its answers. But the first thing I wanted to say is I had a discussion about this with my techie husband, who is really interested in AI and what's happening with AI across the world. And he said, you know what? He said, none of us really know the answers to this. A lot of this is developing as we go. And there are specialists out there who are reading about it, testing, experimenting, and they're beginning to give us some answers. But to be honest, even the people who design the AI sometimes don't know the answers, because the AI is generating its own way of doing things. So please don't think that you're behind. We're all learning this together. And a lot of it is just sensible stuff that many of you who already have websites will have been doing. And I'll mention some of these in passing. Now, I'm going to tell you a funny story at this point, because it really made me and my husband laugh. So I wanted to organise my content. I've got an awful lot of content and I really wanted to create a database that I could interrogate. And someone said to me, oh, you could use a bit of Google. There's a particular AI function in Google that you could use. And so I went in there, I started to do it. I told it to look at my YouTube site. I told it to look at my Facebook site. And I told it to look at my website. Picked up the website beautifully, no problem with that at all. But when it tried to interrogate Facebook, Facebook told it off and said, no, you can't do this. You're trying to interrogate this database too quickly. You're misusing it. You know, Facebook is set up to recognize bots. So it temporarily banned it. Well, I didn't really know what was going on, and I asked it to create me a video. And this is the really funny bit. So it looked at my website and it realized that the thing that I really like to talk about is all about how frustrating it can be when you're struggling to get clients, but here's different ways that you can get clients. And it decided that it would use as a metaphor the fact that it had been blocked by Facebook, because that's quite often what happens to individuals when we're feeling frustrated. We've got all our qualifications, we know what we're doing, but then we meet some sort of block. It might be a technical block, especially if you're not very good with tech, but quite often, you know, it's just we don't exactly know how to market ourselves. The AI produced this very sad little video which made us really laugh. It said things like, bam, you've hit a dead end. It's so jarring. It's so frustrating. And it really made us laugh because it was the most human we've ever heard AI be. It was so funny. So even AI can get frustrated. So if you feel frustrated with all this tech, reassure yourself, even AI can get frustrated as well. But really what I'd like to talk about is little quick things that you can do. And I can't possibly cover them all in the space of one podcast. So I'm just going to give you three key areas to think about. Although the AI in that case couldn't interrogate Facebook, AI is actually using social media to find stuff out about you. So if you're somebody perhaps who's on Instagram, you want to make sure that you do several things. First, you've got to make sure that your Instagram is a professional or a creator account. Then you need to make sure that it's set to public, that people can look at it publicly. And also make sure that the photos and the images are available publicly. And that can ensure that the AI can look at what you're writing on Instagram, the stuff you're saying, and it can use that to create answers as well. Now, I don't know if you've noticed if you use ChatGPT, but ChatGPT, which is one of the big AI facilities that's out there, that's got an agreement with Reddit. Now, Reddit is something that I have never got into. My kids have been using Reddit for decades. I've never really understood how it works, but ChatGPT has actually got an arrangement with Reddit, so it's getting a lot of its answers from Reddit. When I found this out, I thought, well, I don't really know even where to start. Step in my coach, because I had a conversation with him, and he said what he does is he has a company page on Reddit. So that's something that you could set up for your therapy service. Whenever he does anything like a blog, he'll update the page on Reddit. And this is the interesting thing. He said no one reads it. No humans actually read it. But the reason it's there is for the AI, and the AI is picking it up and using it for answers. So it's still, you know, it's driving traffic to his website. So if you're more techie than I am, if perhaps you're a bit younger than I am and you are a Reddit user, that is something that you could do. So to use AI for your social media. There's technical things that you can do with your website. And this is things like your website loading speed. So think about my poor little AI who was trying to access Facebook and was doing it really quickly, and Facebook said no. Well, what you don't want to happen, AI, you know, it's trying to work quickly. It's trying to give these answers quickly. What you want to make sure is that your website speed is okay. So what you need to do is really compress the images that you're using on your website so that they aren't really high resolution images. They need to be really basic, and that will help your website to load more quickly. So that's just one aspect of the way in which you can make your website quicker. There's others. I can't go into it all in this podcast, but it is, you know, well worth investigating this and just double checking and seeing how quickly your website loads, and see if you can find ways to make it load more quickly. So far we've talked about the social media. We've talked about the technical aspect of getting your website to load quickly. And also now let's talk about the content that's on your website, because you can really help AI to find answers on your website and then to recommend your answers to people who might be looking for therapists. And I'm just going to run through some of the ways that you can do that. Really, what you want to be doing is you want to be creating content that answers people's questions. So just like there was that question on Google, how do I choose a good therapist? And that particular therapist had answered that question, so was getting traffic to her website as a result of that. See if you can think of questions that people will frequently ask. So have frequently asked questions on your websites. Have blog posts. One of the things they say is that increasingly people are using AI rather than actually typing into AI. They're just tapping on the button where you can talk to AI. And so because they're using natural language, you want to be able to use the same sort of language that someone would use when they're speaking out loud. So think about conversational type of language, because those are the things that clients are searching for. In the past, what people used to recommend for search engine optimization, which is what that means, is basically getting your website higher up in the search results. What they used to say is identify the keywords, use lots of keywords in the blog. And if you've ever read a blog that's thousands of words long and you really don't reach the end of it and it feels a bit waffly, that is someone trying to game search engine optimization. They're trying to make it that you'll be found more easily because you're using those particular keywords. But you don't need to do that with AI, because what AI wants you to do is it wants you to answer the question quite quickly. So it's really helpful if you're a blogger to be structuring your blogs, putting a summary at the start in, using bullet points, one idea per paragraph, using your headings. So that should be your H1, H2, H3 headings. We'll talk a bit more about this next week with John. But just make it so that it's really easy for people to find answers. And the search engines are so much more sophisticated than they used to be in the early days when the internet first used to come out. You know, we try and populate blogs with lots of keywords. But now, if you're just using something that's words that are really relevant to your clients, that will help the search engines and make sure you're putting some of those words into your headings and then reflecting them as you go through in your blog. And while we're on the subject of blogging, it's actually really helpful if you are consistently producing content on your website, whether or not you are working for answer engine optimization or search engine optimization. Having fresh content really does help them to know that you're alive and kicking, that you're producing relevant stuff, and that you're an authority in your field. So keep sharing content consistently. And at this point, I'd like to give a little plug for my Therapy Growth Group, because in Therapy Growth Group, I have got a lot of help and training for you if you're somebody who wants to start blogging, or if you think you'd like to improve your blogging, or if you're really stuck on what to blog about. I've got help for you inside Therapy Growth Group. And if you're quick, you'll be able to pick up a discount on the annual membership fee. At the time of recording, I've got a few spaces left at the 40% off your annual membership, which takes it down from £720 to £420. But if those spaces have gone, by the time you listen to this episode, there'll be some more available at 25% off. So now is a great time to join Therapy Growth Group, where I'm going to help you with more of this stuff that gets you in front of clients. So in this episode, I've tried to give you just a few pointers as to some of the things that you can do to make yourself more relevant to AI. And this means that more people will find you. Try not to see it as a challenging thing. See it as something that you can gradually introduce into your work as you do things like blogging. And a reminder that next week, John Garriwell of Ferrum Design is coming along, and he's going to do a lot more filling in on how you can improve your website for search engine optimization. So if you're someone with a website and you're thinking it's not getting very far up Google, John's going to come and talk about that next week. And he's already visited Therapy Growth Group and talked about this in a great deal more detail in there. So there's training in Therapy Growth Group for you as well. It always feels like there's something more to do. There's something more to learn. But if you think about it, that's what makes running a private practice and doing our marketing good fun, because it's always changing, and you might be able to use tried and tested methods of getting clients. Those don't ever change. Knowing who it is you're trying to reach, reaching out to people, whether it be by networking, blogging, social media, your website, that doesn't change either. Remember, therapy is all about relationship, and all we're trying to do with all of these things is show people that we can form relationships with them. So try not to worry too much about what is quite a technical episode today. We can all learn together, and I'm here to help you with some of that learning. Thanks for listening, and I'll look forward to seeing you again next week when I interview John. Thanks for listening. Do come and join my Facebook community, Good Enough Counsellors. And for more information about how I can help you develop your private practice, please visit my website, josephinehughes.com. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love it if you could share it with a fellow therapist or leave a review on your podcast app. And in closing, I'd love to remind you that every single step you make gets you closer to your dream. I really believe you can do it.